When you think about it, there's nothing more important than water, and Cincinnati has plenty of it. I'm standing near one of the intake valves along the Ohio River, a source of your drinking water. A new report says water continues to be underappreciated and undervalued. However, some refer to it as the oil of the future. So how much is water worth? If your service went away, the Federal Emergency Management Agency calculated it at $93 per person per day. Cincinnati is now trying to leverage its expertise to become a world leader, solve global problems, and make money. Procter & Gamble scientist Scott Dyer is part of Confluence, a local water technology innovation cluster. It's behind those efforts to become a world water leader. He pictures what the region can become.
If it's going to happen anywhere in the U.S., this is probably, you know, if not the best, it's got to be one of probably the top two, where we have a chance of really creating a Silicon Valley of water.
Cincinnati started thinking this way about 3 years ago, in part because then EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson saw what the region had to offer. Procter & Gamble put up the seed money to get this group in office and is providing international connections. For example, Dyer is debriefing three P&G employees just back from a water conference in Stockholm. To speed up efforts, the EPA is making it easier for Greater Cincinnati innovators to quickly commercialize their technology by removing regulation barriers that, in the past, would have delayed projects for as much as 15 years. Melinda Cryer is Executive Director of Confluence.
What we're trying to do is to really create an ecosystem, you know, of technologists, you know, a world that makes it easier for them, you know, taking down those barriers, but make it simple to get from the lab through to commercialization.
Cryer acknowledges there's an urgency. The world's population has increased fourfold over the last 100 years, and it still has the same amount of water. Cryer says beyond the greater good, there's also an economic incentive. In a separate effort, Cincinnati is working with utilities in Israel and Canada to establish a utility-based water technology innovation hub. Buki Oren, who used to lead Israel's national water company, recently made his third trip to Cincinnati since March. He says the region has a lot to offer.
All of those components are existing here in Cincinnati and create a potential for major growth engine. First of all, to solve major problem for the utilities.
Oren and the Greater Cincinnati Water Works are putting out a request for innovation proposals to bring the utility up to date, according to Acting Director Bijou George.
I often internally joke by saying that when we first laid our pipe in Cincinnati, the wooden pipes, we used a musket as a defending tool. Today we use, drones.
George says think of a drone as a digitized musket, and that's what the Waterworks is trying to do as an end user of this innovation, digitize its efforts. So why Cincinnati for these hubs of innovation? For one, the federal government has been researching water for more than 100 years here, and groundbreaking research tested at the Waterworks has been deployed nationally. Also, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky have more than 700 water technology patents. That's a higher concentration per capita than anywhere else in the United States. Dayton is also part of Confluence. The Development Coalition COO Scott Korndike says the city, with the Great Miami River and aquifer, is marketing water as one of its assets.
We're targeting companies that need high water or have high water uses or have unique water challenges. Those are a target for us. So it's an economic development opportunity for us.
That effort is paying off. Abbott Laboratories announced last year it will invest $240 million and hire hundreds of people for a new Dayton facility to manufacture nutritional drinks. The economic impact of water technology in the tri-state is estimated to be as much as $2.1 billion annually, with the potential to grow 6-7% each year. Tomorrow, what puts Cincinnati on the map? Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.